This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now entering July, and summertime fishing is terrific. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a fisherman, you know you're catching good numbers of fish from virtually every local lake. Though the crappie spawn is pretty well over, as well as the bass spawn, the catfish spawn is well underway, and anglers are enjoying some great catfish action. And anglers are also catching good numbers of bluegill, so there's lots of fish to be caught at many area lakes. And if you're a camper, it's camping time in Illinois, and now is the time to make reservations and shelter reservations for many DNR sites online through the Reserve America website. To do that, you merely go to www.reserveamerica.com, pick out your favorite campground, and make your reservations. A Visa or MasterCard is required to make a reservation. And for more information, you can see the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. And you can find specific information about the various campgrounds throughout the state. Also, resident Illinois hunters may now apply online for permits for the Illinois fall shotgun turkey season. The applications will be accepted through the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's the DNR's official website. The first lottery application deadline is July 7th. And for more information, see the DNR website. Also, Illinois offers a remarkable variety of bike trails, providing countless opportunities to experience the state's diverse natural resources and communities. Trails offer recreation and transportation within communities, connecting neighborhoods, businesses, schools, and parks. Trails also connect communities with each other. The trails are often located within greenways, which also help to protect open space resources. This is an excellent source of information if you're looking for information on your biking opportunities, and that again is at the DNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you're an aspiring conservation police officer, veterans, in fact, are encouraged to submit military documentation prior to testing. The Department of Natural Resources Conservation Police Office of Law Enforcement is seeking qualified applicants to take the written exam for conservation police officer trainee. The exam will be offered at several Central Management Services testing centers throughout the state beginning July 14th through the 17th, and these are going to be offered from 8 a.m. to 1:30 each day. Tests will be administered on a walk-on basis in Springfield and Chicago testing centers. The Marion, Champaign, and Rockford testing centers are by appointment only. Now, you need to keep in mind a couple things. If applicants have not already submitted a CMS 100 application to CMS Examining, they should be prepared to bring a completed application with them to the assessment center on the day that they anticipate testing. Also, applicants seeking a waiver of the college degree requirement and who have not yet established their status with the CMS Veterans Outreach Program should be encouraged to submit their military documentation as soon as possible prior to testing to establish their status. Now, for more information, you can see the DNR website again, and that's testing for Illinois Conservation Police Officer Trainee Exam. So this is a good opportunity to look into a conservation police officer job. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and things are looking up as we enter this first week of July. And at Illinois' three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs, anglers are catching some fish. Even though the crappie bite has slowed now at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is holding steady at about 602 or slightly over. The water temperatures are bouncing around the 80 to 83 mark, and the water's very clear. Since the lake came up, the walleye have all but disappeared, and anglers are getting maybe just one or two a day, pulling bottom bouncers and spinners. And the crappie, they're in a post-spawn situation, and you can catch a lot of them in a day, but it takes nearly that many to get a limit of fish over 10-inch. Where anglers are concentrating on feeding areas that get good wind on them. This is bringing the bait fish through the area, and the crappie seem to want to harvest or be found in the heaviest, densest cover you can find, about 15 feet of water. Anglers getting fish maybe over 10 inches in those spots, about a half a dozen or so every 30 short fish. There's been days when anglers boat several hundred crappie just to get their limits. And the white bass, they've been busting us all over the lake lately, and they'd come and then they'd disappear. There's been a few times, but most of these are small fish. Anglers are not really concentrating on the bust now, and they're just going after the crappie and just trying to get you a limit of nice crappie. Largemouth bass, they're showing up in the morning and evenings on plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, plastic worms, spinnerbaits, all types of lures. And at Carlisle Lake, the catfish bite, probably the best thing going right now. They're very active in the lake right now. Trout lines have been producing well, and they're catching them on leeches or night crawlers. Boaters have been drift fishing with bait shrimp. Pole and line anglers are also having success using cheese baits like Sunnies or Genos. And the good crappie action, still good. Crappie are moving back out into the deeper water now, and they're getting caught in about 8 feet of water in the deeper brush and stumps. And the white bass rated good. They're being caught on the humps and flats with crank baits or slab spoons coupled with curly tails. In the Carlisle tailwater, more good fishing reported. Catfish are rated very good. They've been very active on night crawlers and cheese baits, and they're also catching a few flathead on live baits. And the crappie bite, good in the tailwater still. Seeing some crappie coming from the spillway area on minnows and tube jigs. Probably one of the better bites in the tailwaters is a sauger bite, rated very good. They're being very active and being caught from the boat or the bank. Boaters are using a lot of crank baits while bank fishermen are using curly tails, maybe adding a little bit of minnow or nightcrawler to it. And the white bass bite, rated very good. Still very active on inline spinners coupled with a curly tail jig or tube jig. So lots of good action at Carlisle. And more good news from Wren Lake. The summer crappie bite is good. The spawn is over and the fish are moving back into deeper water. Some spawning fish are still being caught in the shallow water by bass fishermen, but these are few and far between, but they are big fish. Both jigs and minnows have been producing fish. Many anglers are tipping their jigs with minnows. The favorite color has been a red or a chartreuse. Stake beds and brush piles in about 4 to 13 feet are probably producing the most and the best fish. You can expect to catch several small fish between keepers. Some fish are being caught in the Gun Creek area along the 154 bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge. Also, the catfish bite at Wren's great. Catfish are still spawning in the shallows. They're fishing in front of the buck brush or along the rocks on Highway 154, and they're catching good numbers of fish. You can anchor and pull in line fish or use jugs and trot lines on Wren. All are very effective. The bass bite, they're spread out as they're ending their spawn. Some bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water, while others are being caught in jigs and crankbaits along the rocks and off the corners of the bridges in about 12 feet of water. No real rhyme or reason to these bass right now. Black and blue jigs are always an all-time favorite on Wren. Spinner baits in the shallows have also been producing a few largemouth bass. And the bluegill bite, the bluegill are moving shallow and being caught in the backs of the necks. Live baits like red wigglers are working some of the best. They're fishing these in the backs of the necks and catching quite a few fish. The last few years, they're seeing more and bigger bluegill at Wren. Although Wren is not known for its bluegill, they appear to be improving. They're catching some very nice bluegill now. So there's lots of good fishing to be found at our local lakes as well as the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The time is now to head out, grab a bucket of bait, and enjoy some very good action. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.